Let's check the weather forecast now. Mark Russo is with us. He's from Wrist Pulse out of Chicago, Illinois. Good afternoon to you, Mark. Can you take a look back over the last couple of weeks, or maybe just the last couple of days, depending on what you've got in front of you, and give me an idea how much precipitation the eastern part of the Corn Belt has accrued?
Well, certainly totals are running above normal across much of the eastern Corn Belt. Unfortunately, I don't have all the specifics right here in front of me, but certainly with some of the storm activity over the past not only weekend, but over the past week, we've seen rainfall amounts ranging anywhere from half to 1 inch on the lighter side to some areas picking up over 3 or 4 inches of rain. And primarily Illinois and points east across Indiana and Ohio. Southern Michigan's been involved with that too. And overall, much of the eastern Corn Belt has been the recipient of higher rainfall totals, which again is quite a big difference from what happened back in September and August.
And during that time frame, what's happened in the western Corn Belt?
It has been less active here. It hasn't been as active as what we've seen in the eastern Corn Belt. And for areas such as Iowa, down into Missouri, and even into Nebraska, rainfall has been more limited. Up north, though, some of the precipitation has been in the form of snow in places like the Dakotas and Minnesota due to some of the colder air intrusions that we've seen mixed with the precip in recent weeks.
The next 5 to 10 days?
Well, the highlight is really the unseasonably cool weather that looks to persist this week. So expect overall below normal temperatures. However, don't expect that to last. As we look out into next week, it does look like temperatures will start moderating and we start to return to normal, even especially across the southern Midwest, warmer than normal temperatures. There'll still be this progression of frontal systems and thus rain systems about every few days or so. So as a result, still this active pattern looks in the eastern belt looks to continue as we move through this early to middle part of November.
Any concerns in South America today?
Absolutely not, Todd. South America continues to be in good shape with no red flags seen at the present time. Some of the drier areas up north in Brazil that's beginning to improve with some of the rain activity in recent days and more on the way coming up. And even in southern Brazil, Argentina, upcoming rains close to normal for this time of year, not enough to bog down planting progress.
Hey, thanks so much, Mark.
You're welcome, Todd.
That, of course, is Mark Russo. He is with Wrist Pulse out of Chicago, Illinois.